That was it. Not much, was it? Rufus Coyote's next. Have a good day. Actually, I guess it would be a good night, wouldn't it? Whatever turns you on.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dull surprise.
People that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Thing. he'd begin to move something like this.
It's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm telling you, I'm a little bit irritated here. I'm supposed to have my show on from 6 to 10 o'clock, and then somebody goes to golf, and I have to stay here till midnight tonight and spoils my drinking night and everything. Hang on a minute. I got a record here by Marvin Gaye in just a second, but first I got to make an important phone call, and seeing as how I can't do it any other way, but this way, I guess you'll have to listen in. Hang on a minute.
Good afternoon, 1180.
Yeah, this is Rufus Coyote. Is Mr. Ralston in?
One moment, please.
Hello?
Jerry?
Yeah?
This is Rufus.
Rufus?
Yeah, Rufus Coyote.
Hi, Rufus.
What's going on, buddy?
What's happening?
Yeah, well, what do you got on your mind?
A couple questions I gotta ask you, okay?
Yeah?
You're going to be handling the LPs, right? For
yep, that's right. I'm handling all the albums, man.
All the albums.
And all the cuts on the album.
Okay.
You know?
Any chance of doing something with the Stories album?
The Stories album?
Yeah.
Well, do we have the album here? Did you bring it here?
Yeah, you got it.
I'm gonna listen to it profusely, and I'm going to, like, put on the best cuts I possibly can, all right?
Okay, that would be helpful.
Am I going to get anything out of it?
Definitely.
What am I going to get?
I'll take care of you.
You're going to take care of me? All right.
I gotta be careful what I say. My phone's being tapped.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. Jack Anderson.
I hear that.
He's sitting in front of his typewriter right now.
What?
Huh? He took chicken scratch in college. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, I tell you, buddy, I'm gonna listen to it and see what I can come up with. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably the most important thing we got right now.
The Stories, huh?
Stories album. If you don't have it for any, if you need another copy of it, just scream, man, and like I'll make sure you got it.
Okay, Jerry. How's everything going? All right.
Real good.
How's the dog?
Good.
The dog and the wife?
Good.
Good. All right. Well, I'll try to take care of it for you. Okay.
Okay, man.
Listen, phone me first thing Monday morning. I'll see you. I'll tell you what I got for you or whatever I don't have for
I
you.
I won't
okay?
be back until Tuesday.
You won't be back till Tuesday. Yeah. Where you going?
Syracuse.
Syracuse?
Yeah.
What's happening there? You going to Wolf?
I'm going to Wolf. And Ender, Wender, and, then to Rochester.
Okay, well, I got your number here, so I'll give you a buzz back, or you can phone me, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thanks a lot, man.
Bye-bye. business. I mean, taking care of the business. That's what I mean, folks. I'm trying.
Hey.
What do you mean?
No. The manager just walked in.
Take this bugle and go blow your horn. Did you read that note they left in here the other day?
Yeah, you know what? I'm on the radio right now
till 10 midnight tonight.
You realize what just happened, don't you?
Listen, Louisiana Flash.
Oh, yeah, no, listen.
Tell you something.
No. You gotta go. The manager's right. Larry, he's gotta go, right?
Gotta go, Rufus.
Off the air, pal.
I gotta go.
No, you're taking payroll on the air. We can't, we can't have that.
Gee,
you gotta go. Just go on. Get out of the table.
Well, give me my horn.
Stay there. We'll take care of. Don't worry.
Next time you're in Alaska, be sure and
get out of the table there. All right. It's after 7 o'clock on the, it used to be the Rufus Coyote Show, but...
Can I come in and talk to you for a minute?
No. Listen, pick up your paycheck Monday.
I apologize, but can I come over here? Let me...
Monday, the paycheck is going to be ready.
I promise that I never do anything like that again. Listen.
You've been warned, you know. Jerry Ralston,
Listen, you want to play my trumpet?
No, thank...
Listen,
I'm sorry.
Ralston, I know the guy. He's an astrologer like me. He knows the three wise men, and I knew them many years ago, really.
Yeah, one of them was Jack Anderson, right?
He told me his life story the other day about how he's going to be successful writing mad comics, you know? No, I didn't mean anything by it. Can I do my show again?
No way. Uh-uh. Under the cabinet, you can pick up your paycheck Monday, all right?
Yeah.
You know, the big boys in Dallas won't like this at all.
Lost and lonely child. child. Won't you realize we're all the same? Realize it's just a game. Left in our room, we're all the same. When you sail, feeling blue, don't feel sorry, cause it's up to you. Every man and boy spends a night alone, all the same, alone in our
Child. A lot of people are calling now the hit line, 644-9835. Somebody wanted to dedicate that to Rufus Coyote, who has departed the station's company on, let's say, it could have been better term.
It's coming right at you. WYSL and Lancaster Speedway present the amazing Astro Spiral Car. Designed right here in Buffalo, a sellout sensation at the Houston Astrodome. Featured in Life magazine and called the ultimate auto stunt by Motor Trend magazine. And at Lancaster Speedway this Saturday night, you'll see, attempted for the first time in the Northeast, a complete 360-degree rollover in midair. I'm Steve Franklin. I'll be there, Lancaster Speedway, this Saturday night to introduce the amazing Astro Spiral Car. Plus, a complete racing show, the Astro Spiral Car. You've got to see it to believe.
And, of course, I'm going to be out there tomorrow night giving away some of the whistle pop posters, which are really fine.
It's the nothing that makes us something. It's what we miss that hits the mark. It's what's left out that leaves us in. It's the light shining over the dark. And in this time of overcomplication, there's unshine on. When you're crying out for simplification, there's un, oh, un.
Un for all for un, 7-Up the Un-Cola. Un for all for un, 7-Up the Un-Cola.
Now in every bottle and can for you, there's un. The time is now, and I'll get you to, yeah, un, come on.
Un for all for un, 7-Up the Un-Cola. All for Un, 7-Up the Un-Cola. Un for all for Un.
Saturday night, June 10th. WYSL and WPHD present an evening with Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin at the auditorium. 8 p.m. Saturday, June 10th. All tickets, $6, $5, and $4. Led Zeppelin.
Is that my cue? That's my cue, right? Okay, I'm not used to this now. Tickets on sale. May I add also that at 7 o'clock this morning, there was a waiting line at the Whistle Studios, 425 Franklin Street, before I get into this. And they are predicting standing room only crowds by probably Wednesday. Oh, shut up, will you? Tickets on sale now at the Central Ticket Office, 132 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, 14202. Mail orders and checks accepted only through that office. well, sure, I'm sure glad you didn't work for that office. You'd have probably ripped them off, too. Tickets also on sale today at Sattler's Record Departments, Uncle Sam's National Record Mart, the Falls Ticket Agency in the Haberly Plaza, and at the WYCL WPHD Studios.
Listen, I got to be on the radio, man. That's my livelihood.
If
I'm not on the radio, I'm just an ordinary hound.
Look, we sent you back to Dallas once, right?
I don't want to be,
we sent you back once. You came back on you know, supposedly grounds that we were going to take care of you. And I thought,
I thought
you would learn your lesson, you know.
I've been a teased having all afternoon. I was a little uptight because, you know.
Yeah, but you know, people really get uptight when they see you driving a T-Bird and you only make $37.50 a week.
People,
you know?
They don't know nobody.
No phone calls. No phone calls.
Can I at least make a phone call to my lawyer?
No. If you are really into, like, you know, LPs that are, you know, like you really like fine LPs, that is probably one of the finest. I wrote a simple song, namely the long play there from Billy Preston.
You want to
cool it there while I'm on the air? Out of Space, name of the song, and that's, of course, Billy Preston. I forgot to give up.
Hey, wait a minute.
No,
wait,
I got to give
games
up.
Games are enough. Now, I know you're just kidding me, you know, because coyotes, I know, you've read the book.
You talk funny for one thing, right?
That I get upset because, you know, things aren't going my way. Now, I'm telling you.
You sound like you got a cold, you know?
To get up out of my chair before I bust you in the suck. Now, that's my show, unless you phone kid me down.
Wait.
I'm telling you, man, I want my show back. Now games is games.
I'm sorry.
It's a serious business.
If you keep punching around my nose like that, I'm going to have to call Dallas. We'll send the big boys in with the violin cases and all.
Can I make a phone call?
No. absolutely.
I needed to get a phone call because I got to get out. I've got no place to go live. I haven't got an automobile.
You hurt me. You hurt me now. I'm not going to take that.
I got you. Uh-huh. You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? You try to sneak by me now, didn't you? Now give me what you promised me. Give it to you. Come on.
A lot of funky soul there. I got you. 724. That's Million Dollar Music at WY. I'm not used to doing this. After 7 o'clock, I go into a state of depression and wondering why I'm not out Friday night with the top down looking at all the lovelies. But anyway, Rufus Coyote has left the studios. Finally.
Arid Extra Dry is pleased to announce new Light Powder Arid Extra Dry. Sprays on powder dry for a powder dry feeling. You use it every day to help stop wetness. Light powder that's smooth, silky, warm, dry, sheer, soothing, soft, sexy, refreshing.
Boy, a little bit of powder sure does a lot for an underarm spray.
New Light Powder Arid Extra Dry.
Million people borrow from Avco Financial Services every year. When you believe in people, the word gets around.
When you believe in people, the word gets around.
Avco Financial Services believes in people from Hoboken, New Jersey to Hilo, Hawaii, from Missoula, Montana to Melbourne, Australia. Over 1 million people every year with over 1 million loans for everything from appliances to x-rays. So when you come into Avco, you come into money. Because if you deserve the credit, at Avco you get it. Spread the word. Avco Financial Services.
When you believe in people,
the word gets around.
When you believe in people,
the word gets around.
When you believe in
people. WYSL reminds you that the story of man's struggle against mental illness from earliest times to today are available, well, actually available treatment, is capsuled in a free leaflet called Mental Illness and Its Treatment. Now, all you have to do is write to National Institute of Mental Health, 5600 Fishers Lane, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
W-Y-S-L.
For those of you that think we are playing a prank, it is absolutely untrue. Rufus Coyote has left the Whistle Studios, I hope. Permanently. 726, Neil Young from his LP Harvest, The Old Man.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you
a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
SL Buffalo.
I'm not afraid to die.
call Something Anything, which totally knocks me out. Todd Rundgren, he writes them, produces them, sings them, and he does a good job. I saw the light. 75 outside, the top's down.
You got a dime?
What do I need?
Listen, if you're not going to let me phone in here, and you're going to kick me out on the street, at least let me have a dime so I go to the payphone and, you know, you get somebody to make a phone call for me.
I thought you left.
No,
I thought you left. I don't have a dime. Aren't you lucky, though? Here's a card. I just read this PSA just a moment ago about National Institute of Mental Health. Write them, send them your resume. I think they have an opening.
Boy, you just look for really looking for it. You know that?
Why, I'm sorry.
If you're out in the sun too long, you get all over, you feel all wrong, get the pain off your back with one easy spray.
Aerosol contains benzocaine, a topical anesthetic for fast temporary relief of sunburn pain. When you're having too much fun to worry about the sun, get Unguentine Aerosol. It helps get the pain off your back. Unguentine Aerosol
contains benzocaine. Ah, you better take that spot with you too. I'm not having any narcotic music on this station.
You're all set for winter. You've got enough antifreeze in your radiator to take you down to 35 below. Think you got it made? If you don't have antifreeze for your oil, you haven't even started.
STP is a racer's edge.
STP oil treatment. Andy Granatelli calls it antifreeze for motor oil because it won't freeze even at 60 below zero. STP protects your engine as antifreeze protects your radiator. STP combines with motor oil and coats vital engine parts with a protective film. STP helps lubricate your car's engine after sitting out in sub-zero temperatures all night. Get antifreeze for oil. Get STP oil treatment before old man winter can lay a hand on your car's engine. And get the edge on winter.
Would you like to drive around Buffalo this summer in a brand new 1972 MGB Roadster from Hank Bachman Olds? It's as simple as ABC in the WYSL is Everywhere contest. Now here's how you enter. Create a work of art that says WYSL is everywhere. Then place it someplace unusual, somewhere wild, someplace really unbelievable. Provided, of course, it can be seen from the street for the general public. Then send us a postcard telling us where your work of art is located. You must not, however, deface private or public property in any way. Contest deadline midnight June 16th. All entries judged on creativity of both art and location. Decision of the whistle judges is absolutely final. WYSL is everywhere. And this is just a start. I may make a note of a suggestion here. Would the lady that please put the WYSL is everywhere sign in the boys' lounge area, please remove such.
We'd like to do an old one by Otis Redding for you tonight.
What? Who asked for Otis Redding?
I did.
Lord!
I don't need Otis Redding.
Mr. Turner, got something to tell you, baby.
Let me out.
Hello, who is this?
Hello, do you have any tickets for the...
Listen, Steve Franklin has got me trapped in here at the radio station. He won't let me do my show. He's not going to let me go. What can I do about it, man? Huh? He's gone out of the room right now. The record's playing on the radio, but I finally got my way out under the table so I can get on the telephone now. You gotta help me. You gotta do something. What can you do for me?
Not much.
What? Not much?
No.
Listen, this idiot's got me. He won't let me come on. I'm trying to do my show, and he tells me I can't come on the radio, right? Now, what do you gotta do? Listen, let me give you a number, all right?
Okay.
Here's a number for you. One... And this is long distance. Bill it to my phone. When you talk to the operator, tell him Rufus Coyote will pay for it. 1, area code 602.
Okay.
And the number is 783-4002.
Okay.
Tell him that the phone calls for a guy named Weasel Bentley. Tell him you gotta send help for Coyote in Buffalo. He needs help. He needs some strong arm men to come in with the big cigars, right?
Oh.
And the funny lips and the big... patch over the eye. Tell him to send Bozo the button and Wilbur the ding, all right?
Okay, sure.
Will you do that for me?
Sure.
What's your name, my man?
Sonny.
Sonny?
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming back in, Sonny.
Hey,
I gotta
go. Hey!
I'll see you later, baby.
Right. Oh. Wait, what the? Just because I didn't like Otis Redding, now, wait a minute.
You wouldn't give me a dime to phone out. You won't let me use the public phone downstairs. Now what am I supposed to do?
Get out. Get... Take... Out! Out!
I'm in love with your pretty thing.
Out!